Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back at Little Band from Texas, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. David Rodriguez is our guest. He's a great friend, become a great member of our Brain Trust, Global Chief Human Resources Officer at Marriott. That's right, the hotel company. And he's been joining us now for a while, helping us understand how to do a better job of something that is, no question, David, is the number one concern of every business owner, manager, I don't know about in the world, but in the country, in the United States of America. It's not sales anymore, it's not profit, it's not taxes, it's not regulation, it's not even health care. The number one concern, when I ask small business owners around the country, and when I speak to them, and when I do polling, when I report on polling, the number one concern is I can't find enough qualified people. And as I've said before, David, they're not saying I can't find a welder who can weld. Sometimes that's the case. But they're also saying when I find a welder who can weld, he doesn't have a driver's license to get him to work, or he can't pass a blood test. It's a bunch of problems. It's not just warm bodies, is it?
No, it's not just warm bodies. you put it so well. It's tough out there. It's complicated. And I got to tell you, your last guest made this point. You really need to be focused on retention these days. If you've got good people, you've got to keep them if you want your business to continue to thrive. Because it's hard to find good people, and it's very expensive. You're back to retraining And so, yeah, we put a big focus on making sure that the great people we have, that this is where they want to stay.
What are the steps you guys take? Obviously, compensation is part of it. You want to make sure you're competitive. But how about we call them a little bit intangibles? I would think that some of your retention strategy includes some intangibles, not just compensation, not just benefits, not just work hours, but things that make people feel better about working for Marriott. What are you guys doing?
Yep. You know, we keep it pretty simple. Three steps to this, and you're absolutely right. If you're not paying fair wages and benefits, then you don't deserve to get great people, right? But let's assume you're doing that. The next thing that people think about, so whether they're going to stay with you or not, is this just a paycheck or is it a career? And so you've got to make sure that people see a path to opportunity, to advancement, right? So we spend a lot of time making sure, giving people resources on developing their careers, making sure they have a plan, qualifying themselves for new jobs. That becomes key. You want to stop them from thinking about the next employer? Make sure they see a future at your company. Second is it's about friends and family. If they feel that your work environment is like second family, they're going to think twice about leaving. And I heard your previous guest talk about this. You've got to really make sure your managers are doing their job. And their job is to make sure that your employees, your talent is feeling great at the company. If your managers aren't doing that, you've got to make a change.
As Bob Kuska said to us a few minutes ago, people come to work for companies and they leave people.
Absolutely. That's got to be part of your retention plan, is making sure your managers are doing their part. And assuming you're doing that, right, so people have a good sense of what their future could be at your company, your managers are doing a good job of creating what I would call almost a family environment at your company. People feel like friends and family there. Then you got to make sure that they can be proud of your company. And, you know, no matter whether you're a big company, a small company, it's what you do in the local community. Are you known as a company that cares about the community, that's a good citizen inside your community? People want to be proud of their company, of the organization they work for. So it's simple. Those are our three recipe steps. We We make sure that people see opportunity. We make sure they feel like family, and we make sure that they feel proud of the company.
Do you talk to them in this tough time right now with finding good people? Do you have conversations with your people about threats to poaching them? Do you say anything? Do you act like it's the elephant in the living room and nobody brings it up, or do you talk about, you know, folks, I know you probably have opportunities to go somewhere else, but we want you to know that we appreciate you, and if we're not doing the job that we need to appreciate you, what do we need to do? I mean, do you have a conversation like that?
Yeah, well, we train our managers. I mean, again, getting back to, you create an environment of friends and family. If you have a family, you talk about everything, right? Everything that's important to you. So
right.
we try to create an environment where, yeah, we can talk openly about this. And, you know, when someone's approached for a job, they feel comfortable talking about, hey, you know, they're offering me this. You know, I really feel like I should be thinking about this. And at least you're having the dialogue. But it's so important you have an environment where people feel comfortable, you know, talking about the things that are important to them.
Mm-hmm. When someone leaves you, when someone tells you they're leaving, do you guys try to keep them, or do you just say, well, you know, the die's cast, have a good life?
You know, it depends. You know, I'll tell you a great story. It happened about 15 years ago. We had this, what they call a high potential. This guy was going gangbusters, was moving through different jobs in our company, and he shocked us. He went, he took this job with another company. Now, they offered him compensation way ahead of where he was in
right.
his career, a job with – we just wouldn't give him the job because mm-hmm. he'd be irresponsible.
He wasn't ready.
And so they left. And I remember getting this call. I was in Philadelphia in a late night. Around midnight, I get this call. Basically, he said, you know, I know I don't deserve it, but is there any way I could come back to marry him? Why? Well, you know, he went, he chased the paycheck. He chased what he thought was a greater job.
I kicked his coverage, didn't he? David, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with David Rodriguez.
Okay.
He's with Marriott. I'm Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.